It was the year of the headwind on this year's Kluwani Chilkat International Bike Relay, but more than 1,100 riders managed to complete the 150-mile event from Haines Junction, Yukon to Haines. As it does every year, the 24th annual race featured teams of 8, 4, 2, and solo riders, some out for the glory and some just in it for the fun. Whitehorse's Don Roberts turned 75 this week. On Saturday, he finished his 20th Haines to Haines bike relay. Despite the 20 grueling miles of leg 5 up to the Haines summit with the wind in his face, he dismounted at the finish and started cracking jokes.
Biking and drafting with women, that's the secret right there.
His positive attitude was better than the few who got off their bikes wobbly-legged, cursing the relentless climb to the checkpoint. But after 2 decades of cycling in the popular event, he knows what to expect, and he loves the challenge.
I start biking in April, and I just think it's another goal to work for. And I think getting with the group and family, of course, my daughter just took off. My son-in-law is going to do the last 2, so it's kind of a bit of a family thing as well. So that's the real motivation. And keeping fit, that's one of the key things.
A few minutes later, Skagway's Jen Larson skidded into the checkpoint, greeted by her Skagway Superheroes teammates. Saturday was her first time cycling in the relay.
It was awesome. Gorgeous day, a little windy, but beautiful. Yeah.
In all, 277 teams finished the race, including the solo riders. Whitehorse's One Ball Short, made up of Stephen Ball and Ian Parker, took top spot overall, completing the hilly, windy route in about 7 hours and 10 minutes. 3 solo men and 1 solo woman rounded out the top 5. The top Haines rider was Sean Asquith, with the team name Captain Crunch. He finished 7th in the solo men's category and 10th overall. The top Skagwegians were the duo of 2 guys, 1 ride, also known as John Thomas and Spencer Morgan, who finished 4th in the 2-man category and 25th overall. Race official Joel Lewitt, who lives in Carcross, said Saturday there was an incident early in the race that sent one Canadian rider to the hospital in Whitehorse after she caught the tail end of a pileup. But he said she was standing and talking by the time the ambulance took her away.
We've got a gorgeous day, hardly a cloud in the sky, just enough of a headwind to keep the riders from overheating, and yeah, things have been going really well.
A curious black bear was hanging around the border 40 miles outside of Haines, but there were plenty of savvy volunteers on hand to help avoid any encounters. For Haines cyclist Stephanie Yard, Saturday marked her 2nd Haines to Haines. She was one of 8 women on the Chilkat Chicks crew, which finished 241st overall. Yard finished leg 5 and afterward called the climb to the summit gruesome, but she added she had a lot of support along the way.
I love it. It's the scenery and the camaraderie and the tutus.
Along with tutu-clad bikers and superheroes, one team from Whitehorse decided to incorporate their favorite veggies into their getups. Leg 5 rider Noah McFadgen came in with several stalks of rhubarb taped to his shirt. The team was Veggie Trails, a spin on Veggie Tales, a kids' TV show in Canada.
We had a Facebook group chat, and everyone was picking their vegetables, and I said rhubarb, and everyone was like, no, that's a fruit, but it's actually a vegetable. Basically, the shirt and the rhubarb is just to bring more exposure to the fact that rhubarb is a vegetable. Yeah, and I thought, yeah, the harder I rode, the better chance I would get of getting vegetable exposure for rhubarb. So,
despite the jovial team attitude, Veggie Trails managed to finish 15th in the mixed 8-person category in just 9.5 hours. Further back in the race, Mosquito Lake musher Jim Stanford swapped his dog sled for a bike. He's been involved in the event for all 24 years, running the 5-mile creek checkpoint for the first 10 and riding in the event since then. Like many, his goal was fun and fitness, and to make it to the finish in time for the salmon feast Saturday evening.
I love feeding off the younger crowd. They're just so wonderful. All the Yukoners and the young people from Haines in their 20s and 30s that are going for it on this race. It's hysterical. It's a fun atmosphere.
And it's not just the riders that come back year after year. Haines volunteer Marion Carlson has been heading up the Haines Summit Checkpoint for more than a decade.
It's good participation. It's fun to see everybody, and it's everybody's in a good mood and cheering each other on, and it's just fun.
As the race continues to gain popularity, it's getting harder and harder to secure a place on the roster. This year, the event filled up in just 8 days. Find a link to full results at khns.org. Reporting from the Haines Summit, I'm Jillian Rogers.